dear listeners, this is Valde Bernardo on air, the radio of the school. We are going to talk about St. Patrick's Day and their curiosities with Derek, Leo, Mateo Villamizar, Adrián, Abril, Janela, Jasmine, and me, Julia. Firstly, we are going to explain the life of St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's Day remembers the deed of St. Patrick because he's a good person and historical figure.
He is the patron of Ireland.
When he was a child, the pirates kidnapped him.
After 30 years, he escaped from the pirates and he turned into bishop.
In the 400 years he died in the 73 of March.
The holiday is celebrated in over 100 countries with landmarks like the Colosseum in Rome and the Great Wall of China turning green.
This day has a typical symbol, the sun rock.
It has three leaves which represents
love, hope and faith.
People wear green on this day mainly because it is the national color of Ireland.
Why we wear green, legend dictates that wearing green makes you invisible to the leprechauns, the little creator.
And this is the end of the program of Valde Bernardo of 5th grade B. We hope you like it and remember you can hear more on www.colegiovaldebernardo.es. Thank you. Bye.
Ireland is a beautiful island in Europe, known for its green countryside. Its many hills, rivers and cliffs include the famous Cliff of Moher. The capital city is Dublin, where many people live and work.
Ireland has a rich history and culture. People in Ireland speak English and some also speak Irish, a traditional language. Irish music, dancing and storytelling are very important parts of life.
The weather in Ireland is often rainy, which helps the grass stay green. People celebrate fun festivals like St. Patrick's Day every year. Ireland is also famous for its legends about leprechauns.
One of the most famous sports is Gaelic football, a fast game that is a mix of football and rugby. Another traditional sport is hurling, where players use a wooden stick called a hurley to hit a small ball.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to our classroom podcast news. Joanna, I'm going to ask you a question. When is St. Patrick's Day?
Good question, Yara. St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th of March.
Hello, Esther. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where do they celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
It's celebrated in Ireland.
Now, Lucia, one question for you. What do they do on St. Patrick's Day?
Good question, Andrea. They wear green clothes, green hats, and they can be dressed as leopard hounds. People also attend Parvat Street theaters and hear Irish music.
I'm curious, why do celebrate St. Patrick's Day that day?
Vera, it's a very good question. They say St. Patrick's died that day, but nobody knows.
Let's talk about food. What typical food do Irish people eat to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
They eat bacon and cabbage, Irish soda bread and shepherd's pie.
Now let's talk about colors. Why is the color green so important for this celebration?
Because the color green is the national color of Ireland. It's full of green because it rains a lot and there are a lot of sun works everywhere.
Yara, we've heard about a tradition called pinching. Can you explain when and why people do that?
People can pinch if you on St. Patrick's Day, if you are not wearing green.
Vera, I have a question for you. In what other countries is St. Patrick's Day celebrated?
There are parades or festivals in a lot of places, like in Spain, Italy, the UK, and in Chicago, USA. They dye the river in green.
That's all. Thank you very much for listening. Yeah.